NYC convict who ran 24-hour drug operation freed after Joe Biden's commutation. By Amy Furr on February 18, 2025. A convicted drug dealer is back on the streets of New York City after former President Joe Biden, D., commuted his sentence just before leaving office. 32-year-old Johnny Perez, who goes by the name Ghost, previously ran an around-the-clock drug operation involving crack cocaine and was among almost 2,500 criminals whose sentences Biden commuted, the New York Post reported Monday. New York City Police Department, NYPD, officers and federal agents arrested Perez, along with several other suspected drug dealers, in 2021. An image shows Perez, who was supposed to be cut loose in May, but his release happened much earlier than expected. How long before he goes back to his criminal ways and someone gets hurt? A social media user questioned, while another said, "Joe Biden loves drug abusers. Just look at his son." Perez used to make $10,000 weekly dealing crack cocaine in what was described as an open-air bazaar at 43rd Street and 8th Avenue, officials noted. The drug dealer was sentenced to 8 years behind bars, that is until Biden stepped in. According to a law enforcement source who spoke with the Post, "This falls in line with the prevailing mindset, everyone who comes into the criminal justice system must be a victim. Never mind the fact that these people made it their business to create and exploit victims. Victims of addiction and poverty. It's literally their only business," the individual said. Cocaine, also known as crack, is an extremely addictive stimulant drug that people use by inhaling through their nostrils, rubbing on their gums, injecting into their veins, and smoking, per the Cleveland Clinic. Biden commuted the sentence of a woman named Josephine Gray, who has been called the Black Widow for being implicated in the murders of two of her husbands and a boyfriend, Breitbart News reported December 18. Gray fraudulently collected life insurance payouts after their deaths, the report said. Biden granted clemency to 1,499 people last week in what the White House boasted was the largest such grant in one day in American history. He also granted 39 pardons. But some of the cases have generated tremendous outrage, it continued.